Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, what's up, man? We got a dub, man. What up? What it do?
Hey, Doc, I'm well and I'm blessed, man. And you know what? We did get a W yesterday. Interesting football that was played yesterday, Doc. I feel good, but if there's levels to good feelings, Doc, I mean, I think I would be at a probably 7 right now as far as my feeling good is concerned. So we got a lot of things to clean up. We're gonna make this sandwich. Let's make this sandwich today, Doc. We're gonna encourage. We're gonna talk about some corrections that can be made, and then at the end, encourage again, man. So let's have at it.
We got any mayonnaise on that sandwich, bro? Mayonnaise going?
No, man. Don't get no mayonnaise, man. Get some of that avocado, mixed whipped avocado guacamole, and put it on that sandwich, man.
Oh man, you healthy, man. The Rams got a healthy win yesterday. Our Rams, bro. Go to Minnesota, man, knock them down 30-23, man. Wasn't the prettiest game by Matthew Stafford, but it was a pretty game by our receivers, man. Pretty game by our defense, pretty much. Pretty game by our special teams, man. Brandon Powell giving us our first offensive touchdown of the season, and I think our first special teams touchdown in a couple of years, man. But, Isaac, we didn't need to win the game, but in order to – if we won the game and clinched the playoff spot, which is what it's really all about, going to winning the Super Bowl. But – to go on the road, take care of Minnesota like we did. Matthew Stafford, 3 interceptions, didn't play well, but okay, I don't want to talk about you right now. I want to talk about Sony Michel, bro. Sony Michel was toting that pill, Isaac. Darrell Henderson was healthy, but Sony Michel has been playing well the last couple of games. And Sony Michel came in, bro. You just look at the numbers, man. Let me see. What did he end up with, bro? Hold on. My God, he had 27 carries, 131 yards, 1 touchdown. But, bro, just the vision he was showing and how tough he was running. Bro, Sony Michel, he that dude, man.
Hey, Doc, listen, hats off to the entire Rams team. We're going to cover a whole lot. The defense played absolutely lights out. The running game was awesome. You talk about Sony Michel. Not only that, but you got to start with that offensive line, Doc. We come in. Guys get hurt. We replace guys. One guy starts at left tackle, has to move down to the guard position. Another guy comes off the bench. You start off with a right-hand snapper, and you finish up with a left-hand center snapping the ball to Matthew Stafford. So just the continuity of this entire group that we got up front, Doc, they're pushing people out of the way. They're making holes. They're giving our running backs daylight at the point of attack. And now you get to Sony Michel, man. I think he's doing an absolutely great, tremendous job running the football, Doc. You can see it better than I can with your running back eyes, man. I mean, just the way he finished his runs, Doc. He's finishing them off. He's not allowing the first guy to bring him down. He's showing great balance. I think Sean McVay is turning him into a third down back, man, because he stays in on third and short, third and long. He's a guy that you can dump the ball to, and he's a threat to pick up first downs when needed through the passing game. So he's just becoming a well-round running back, man. I think we saw a lot of this in the beginning of his career when he was with New England, but to see it in a LA Rams uniform at a time when we really need it, man. You know, there's rumors talking about Cam Akers coming back. I think Sony Michel is running back 1A right now for the Los Angeles Rams, man.
Well, you're exactly right, because he's giving us what we need, man. And that's the formula, bro. You said it, man. Them first two drives, man, we was handing that thing off to Sony Michel, man, and he was toting that thing, man. I think we may get a little pretty after that, but that's the formula, bro. Run the rock. Let's play some tough football. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, get that passing game going. But as we said, man, Matthew Stafford, it's the fact that we won the game. And Matthew Stafford, I mean, he pretty much played, I mean, I don't want to say horribly, but 3 picks. He didn't get sacked, 21-37, 197 yards, bro. We won the game despite Matthew Stafford on Sunday, Isaac.
Well, indeed, Doc. You know what? Matthew Stafford didn't play his best game at all. I think there were some throws that he would love to have back. Maybe some misreads. I'll say on that on the second interception down the field, maybe Van Jefferson should take it a little flatter. I saw Matthew kind of pointing that out, and I was trying to just read the body language between the two players. But at the same time, those are some throws that he would love to have back. And I think that, you know, we were kind of putting Matthew in a situation that really wasn't conducive for what he's normally doing. Just really trying to force the ball down the field. That's not who we are. I mean, the last 3 weeks on this two-game winning streak, Doc, we've been heavy run. We've been a power run team, setting up the play action fake and the bootleg. And I don't think we did enough of that yesterday, man. At times we got away from the run and really just tried to place the game on Matthew Stafford's shoulders, really for no reason, Doc. I mean, I felt like, you know, as a unit, an offensive unit, running the football was the best approach at winning this game yesterday. We did it, got away from it, and came back to it, saved the game for us, man. You know, just hats off to the defense, Doc. We're talking about offense, but our defense showed up, showed out. And what can you say about Aaron Donald once again, Doc? I mean, we can talk Matthew Stafford. We can go through all of that because, you know, quarterbacks, every team needs a quarterback. But the way our defense traveled, and we're talking about a short week last week, we're talking about the travel from West Coast to East Coast at a 1 o'clock kickoff time, and to have this defensive front get after Kirk Cousins the way they did, man, it was special.
And you know what, man, the thing about it with Aaron Donald, bro, it's almost like you run out of adjectives, man. You run out of compliments. I mean, what more can you say about him? And when you watch him, dude, just he just constantly comes, man. Not only him, but Greg Gaines been playing well this season, especially the last couple of games, because he's causing some problems, man. But you're right, man, that defense. And Kirk Cousins had a good game, 27 to 38, 315 yards. He'd been struggling, but we did sack him three times. Of course, Aaron Donald got one of them sacks. But you're right, bro. I don't even know what else to say about Aaron Donald, man. He does what he does, man, and he continues to play ball the entire game. He ain't taking no plays off. Just Aaron Donald leading that defense, man, and even Jalen Ramsey. Jalen was, you know, kind of up on Justin Jefferson, and Jefferson still had 100 yards receiving, but Jalen made plays when he needed to make plays, just like Matthew Stafford made plays when he needed to make plays.
Well, that defensive unit led by Aaron Donald, man. I mean, I just think, you know, he plays with the best leverage by any player in the league, man. Because, I mean, the way he can just get under these big offensive linemen, 330 pounds, 310 pounds, and move these guys, swim moves. He's off the ball so quick. And I heard the commentator yesterday talking about in the run game, he's using pass rush moves to get to the run game. So not many people do that, Doc. I mean, normally they like to extend their arms, get their arms in the chest of offensive linemen, read and react. But when you're as quick as Aaron Donald is, as powerful as he is, you can play that style of defense and be successful in it. I don't know how many tackles for losses he had yesterday, but, man, I feel like we can go on and on just talking about Aaron Donald. And I believe he's the MVP of the Los Angeles Rams when you boil it down, because he's just able to do so many teams and galvanize the rest of the guys, man. And you see his fingerprint, his thumbprint on the rest of the entire defense. I'm talking about, you got hats on the ball. You got guys down the field making plays because of his pass rush. I mean, he's forcing quarterbacks to get rid of the football before they're ready. And that only bodes well for the Jalen Ramseys of the world. The other guys, the Taylor Rapps in the deep backfield to get picks. So he's affecting the game and affecting and tearing up offenses in many ways, more ways than one.
And talk about tearing stuff up. Cooper Kupp tore that defensive backfield up again, bro. Another great game, 10 catches, 109 yards. No touchdowns, but they can't guard him, Mike. I mean, that's just the fact of the matter, man. They can't guard him, bro. I mean, I don't know what else to say, man. They can't guard him. They just cannot guard him, bro.
Hey, Doc, they're really banking on him putting the ball on the ground, and he doesn't do that. So when you go up against a defense like the Minnesota Vikings, where they have a defensive head coach, Zimmer, you know, I'm sure he stayed up late last week trying to figure out a way to stop Cooper Kupp, because he's pretty much the engine of what we do offensively right now. So he's Matthew Stafford's security blanket. He's his go-to guy. He's his third and short, third and long type guy. And there's nothing that we've seen a defense do. I guess the closest we've gotten to seeing Cooper Kupp being stopped is when we played Tennessee and he ended up with 11 catches in that game. So he's just having a phenomenal year, Doc. It's just one of those years where, you know, defenses around the league are going to have to go out in the offseason and really try to figure out a way to stop Cooper Kupp. But right now, I'm hoping it doesn't stop all the way to where playing that final game at SoFi Stadium.
And Odell Beckham Jr., man, hey, he's played well since he got here, bro. Snatched another touchdown for us, man. He's been huge. He comes up with some big plays. He makes catches when we need him to make catches. And he's being a team player, man. I think OBJ is showing people he can be a team player. And he's also showing people he can still be extremely productive when given a good quarterback and given a great opportunity, because he's been huge for us so far.
And, Doc, listen, we can see his opportunities, his targets going up each week. I mean, that's from, number one, getting comfortable in the offense. Number two, getting comfortable with Matthew Stafford and the other offensive players that we have. And we're just seeing him blossom now, man. So he's back to being able to run routes. We see him running slants. We see him running the big dig, 20 yards down the field in route. We see him getting an opportunity to run 9 routes down the field. And, you know, in the red zone, he's able to maneuver and work the back line of the end zone. We saw a beautiful route he ran yesterday, man. It was just awesome. So he's getting confident. And I don't know, Doc, he may be going to dinner with Matthew Stafford as well.
Dinner guest. Dinner guest is Cooper Kupp. I told you before the season, bro. Cooper Kupp, the dinner guest, he's been getting them targets, but he's been balling on it. OBJ now balling as well, man. But I just, you know,
getting that table for three now, Doc. You got to get a table for three. Get it for three.
got to. Makes all the sense in the world. But, man, just winning when we needed to win. Now we got Baltimore, then we end up again with the 49ers. But right now, bro, the fact of the matter is that we've made the playoffs. Now we know we're making the playoffs. We have taken control of the NFC West. It ain't over yet, but when you look at, you know, the teams in the NFC who've already made the playoffs, we're one of them, and Dallas clinched, and, bro, they beat the hell out of Washington, bro. Dog, how you lose like that? You an NFL team, bro. 56 to 40. Bro, how did you let any NFL team score 56 points on you, Ice?
Well, particularly when you're playing against a division rival. Yes. It should never happen. I mean, you know everything about them. They know everything about you. So what you're seeing now, which is unusual for a Ron Rivera-led team, you're seeing a lot of chaos, man. It's starting to leak out. The quarterback situation isn't where they want it to be. But at the same time, Doc, man, that should never happen. I mean, it's a division foe. You scratch, you claw, you do whatever you can do to make that game competitive, man.
And now, talking about that, but just looking at the teams in the NFC who have clinched spots, our Rams, Green Bay, Dallas, like we just talked about, Tampa Bay, I think those are the ones who, and Arizona, they've clinched, but, you know, it's still the NFC West, we still, you know, trying to win, they trying to win. But, hey, bro, this it, man, you know what I'm saying? So now we're about to find out. Because I don't know. I mean, we still keep balling the next two games because you want to win the division. But, hey, now we find out once we get to the playoffs, okay, Matthew Stafford, this is what it's about, man. Because I was telling somebody the other day, you know, to me, man, the regular season is like going, like when I was a kid going to see the Jackson 5 perform, bro. They had the warm-up act, which was Stacey Lattisaw and Johnny Gill, man. They were good. But the playoffs, to me, that's the Jackson 5 hitting the stage, man. So now we're going to see what Matthew Stafford is about once we reach them playoffs. But, you know, what's the focus the next 2 weeks, man? Because now you know you're in the playoffs. That's what you want to do, give yourself a chance to play in this Super Bowl that's at SoFi Stadium. So if you're the Rams, man, you're in that locker room, bro. What's the goal the next 2 weeks, man?
Well, Doc, here's the thing. Here's the truth about the situation. You only get one team that gets a bye week. Everybody else, you got to play. Everybody's playing that following weekend. So essentially from here, every game for us has been a playoff game. It's a playoff game because you're going against the Baltimore Ravens team that they may be sprawling down the drain right now, but they still have playoff hopes. So you got to go on the road, play that game, and hopefully get that win. Follow up by another game by the San Francisco 49ers, Doc. It's a game that I think, mentally, we have to do something to say, you know what, we can beat this team. We can go out and compete against this team in our own division. So if we can go out and clinch this week, if we win and Arizona loses and we clinch, you might think about resting guys. But at the same time, Doc, I mean, I think, you know, having a final game versus the San Francisco 49ers, I think it would bode well for us to go in and say, you know what, I'll just let my starters play a half of that game and just stay in tune. Because right now, man, every team that doesn't have that bye week is going to be playing that following week. So you want to keep guys engaged. You want to keep them physically engaged, definitely mentally engaged, to go in and say, listen, the playoffs have started. The race to be one of those NFC, be the one NFC team that's representing in the Super Bowl starts today. So we go out and we took care of Minnesota, took care of, and hopefully we take care of Baltimore, but really just drive that nail in the coffin and say, listen, here it is. This is the playoffs, and let's get ready to go on this playoff run.
Now we've been talking goody-goody 2-2 when we talk about our Rams, but what is it about the game that you didn't like? Anything about what we did or what somebody didn't do Sunday that you did not like? I mean, I got a couple of things I didn't like. Is there anything about the game that you didn't like, how we played or any decisions on Sunday, Isaac?
Doc, the unforced turnovers, man. Yeah. When these turnovers are unforced, and I'm talking about, your feet are clean by the quarterback. You throw the ball to the defense. Guy that's in the flat, he's between you and your potential receiver. You throw it to him, or you overthrow a pass. Deep down the field when your feet are clean. And I don't know, like I said earlier, it could have been some mixed communication between the receiver and Matthew Stafford. But those unforced turnovers, man, we pretty much kept Minnesota in the game yesterday by giving them a chance, giving them opportunities. And if not for the second punt return in the National Football League by young Brandon Powell, man, who knows where that game goes? You know what I'm saying? So I'd love to see that cleaned up. I'd love to see us really, really and truly, as a wide receiver, Doc, commit to this running game, man, because yes. I think it is valuable to have right now, especially going late in the season, to beat one of those teams that's running the ball. You see the success that the Philadelphia Eagles are having right now, and they are a running team. I think the beauty that we have is that we can run the football, and at the same time, we can play action and take our shots down the field with the playmakers that we have on the outside.
But we also know Sean McVay likes to be fancy, bro. So we don't know how much he's going to, you know, continue to run the ball, even if it's been effective, because he loves to inject his genius into a game plan, man, into a game, even if the run game is being effective. But I'm with you, bro. Just the month for his turnovers, man. Matthew Stafford getting the loop. He get a little shaky and make, because that one, man, down deep in our territory, that interception was like, come on, bro, what are you doing? You tripping, but fortunately it didn't kill us, man. But anything else you want to add before we get up out of here, Isaac?
That's it, Doc. It was a good team win. We can say the defense, and I'm not ashamed to say this, our defense propelled us to that victory yesterday, man. Just really getting after the Minnesota Vikings, shutting down their run, putting the game in the hands of Kirk Cousins and trying to make him beat us. And he doesn't do that quite often, let's just be honest. But just the pass rush that we showed yesterday, just getting in his face, hitting him as he's releasing the football, giving guys on the back end an opportunity to make plays. That pass rush all together, man. And that's one thing that travels. We saw it in Minnesota, man. So when you can pass rush like that, man, that's going to be good for us.
Indeed, indeed. That's going to do it for another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week or later this week, who knows? God willing, we out.